Sex and happiness.
Both enrich our lives, change our lives in ways that make life worth living. Yet it's surprising how few people can honestly say that they enjoy regular and fulfilling sex or describe themselves and their lives as happy.
Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world. Like I'm the only one that you'll ever love.
Host Lori Handlers helps you to explore, learn about, and most importantly, have great sex. And in the process, she helps you to experience real intimacy and happiness.
Sex and happiness.
You'll laugh a little, learn a little, and we hope put a smile on your face and a smile in your life. Now here's Lori.
Hi, everybody. This is Lori Handlers, and you're listening to another episode of Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And today's show is going to be refreshing and different from a lot of my other shows that I regularly broadcast. So many of you have heard about all kinds of things since you've been listening to the show that have expanded your capacity for pleasure. You've heard about BDSM. You've heard about open relating. You've heard about polyamory. You've heard about many things, tantra, and all kinds of varieties of things in those veins, because that seems to be the current interest, the current thing that people are talking about. Today, I'm going to be talking to somebody actually about marriage. So for those of you who've been waiting to hear something about marriage that feels good to you, get excited, because I have an amazing person that I'm interviewing today. Her name is Cara Jade Warren. She has three big loves: family, yoga, and making art. These days, she mainly makes art with words. So how I found her was through an article she wrote, which I'll tell you about in a second. She likes making dinner. She likes jumbo crayons. And she likes a lot of glitter. She was born and raised in South Africa, but now she lives in Oxford in the United Kingdom with her husband, two sons who are 4 years old and 3 months old, and a troublemaking cat called Bart. So, Cara Jade, welcome to Sex and Happiness.
Thanks, Lori.
And it's great to have you here because, as I told people, I read an article of yours. And it was new. It was different. I'm kind of jaded myself now because I've interviewed so many people on this show who seem to have deviated from the norm. And it seems like it's becoming the norm. And you wrote an article called Marry a Man Who Knows You Are Real.
Yeah, that's it.
And that was in the Elephant Journal, and I was inspired by that. So let's start there. Let's start with what inspired you to write such an article.
Sure, Laurie, let's start there. Before I start, let me just clarify the thing about the jumbo crayons and the glitter. That's mainly with my son. That's how I find myself making art these days, other than with words. That just made me giggle, thinking of myself sitting on my own using that thing.
See, I pictured you with glitter in your eyes, like eyeshadow with glitter.
Yeah, it's everywhere in the house. With a four-year-old, you can't really get away from it. Laurie, so what inspired me to write the article? I've been writing for Elephant Journal for about a year now, and I am currently apprenticing with them, which means that I'm learning how to do everything that their editors do. And part of that, and one of the joys of that, is I get to spend a lot of time reading through a lot of articles on Elephant Journal because I manage a couple of their Facebook pages for them. And I get to know some of the other writers, and it's just really great because it's so much fuel for inspiration. And I read an article by a writer that I really love, and her article did really well. It pretty much went viral as well, but it was called Date a Man Who Knows You're Magical. And I read it, and I loved it for the writing, for the artfulness of it, but I just really found myself not being able to relate to it because I'm someone who is in a relationship, a long-term relationship, about 14 years now we've been together, but we're not the most typical romantic couple. We're pretty much more practical, down to earth. And I couldn't relate to that kind of unicorns, fairy tales, and princesses riding off into the sunset. So I thought that I felt inspired to write something not as a riposte, but just a kind of an add-on, another option. You know, I think a lot of little girls and young women sort of dreaming about, maybe less so these days, but at least when I grew up, dreaming about, you know, that prince that's going to ride off into the sunset with him. And I think as you get older, you realize that real love, which is what I speak about in my article, is not exactly made of that kind of stuff. It's not always what you would expect it is. And that's what my article's about. That's what inspired me to write it. And I never expected it to do as well as it didn't touch as many people as it has.
Well, it has touched people's hearts, and it's true. It's, you kind of include in your article both and. Like, you want to be magical, but you want someone who knows that you're real. They don't just walk around with stars in their eyes looking at you. They need to change the diapers. They need to go out and get the bacon. They need to come back and deal with you on a real basis, whether you're in some kind of a frenzy or you're very grounded at the moment.
Yeah, because that's the stuff of real life, isn't it? I think, to me, it's those everyday things that's what magic consists of. Those little moments where, you know, you can kind of dance around the living room together with your 4-year-old son when you've had a tough day the day before, and just those little moments, the simple things and the real things. You know, the stuff that's not always beautiful as well.
I totally appreciate you for that. And it sounds to me like you could probably have both feet grounded in the reality, and there might be part of your pinky or your ring finger or another part of your hand that could go into that goddessy unicorn magical space if you had time. But I don't imagine, with two sons raising two really young boys, I don't imagine you get into that unicorn state very often.
I don't get the chance to, that's for sure. I do have quite a wild imagination. I've always been creative. I've always kind of been a bit of a dreamer. And I think that's where my husband and I work well, is he grounds me, because he's really down to earth in that way. He has his own way of dreaming, and I think we complement each other in that way. But yeah, as you say, the practicalities of the situation when, you know, you're married and you've got two little boys, you know, no matter how much you might want to, a romantic evening is not always on the cards. So you've got to find a way to sort of feel the love without that always.
Yes, I think that's so right on. And actually, it's very understated, because, I mean, a lot of times on my show, I encourage people to make a date. I encourage people to find someone, the in-laws, somebody who will take the child, take the children for a while, and allow you to have a romantic evening, because it's just as important. You do need that. But if you can find the romance in between the cracks of the everyday stuff, which is what you're saying, I just think people who really are grounded need to hear that.
Yeah, you're right, Laurie. I mean, my little son is obviously, he's only 3 months old, so we haven't had a chance to do anything like a date night in about 6 months or so, I think. But we live very far away from most of our own family, so we do get the rare opportunity to go out together and spend some time and kind of get in touch with that side of us, because I do think we have a little bit of that. I think we've learned also to be practical. But yeah, we've got to grab it when we can, because that's not always possible. So sometimes our romantic moment is in the kitchen while the kettle boils, you know, at 10:30 at night. Yeah. After everything else that needs to be done has been done. That's how it
is. Yeah, well, good. Good for you, and good for knowing that it's necessary, and good for you that knowing that it's needed, and good for you for not letting it disappear. And that's really the piece here that's so important. Like, you can be real and also know that you need some romance as well. I mean, that it doesn't go away.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to work for it. There are times when we're more in touch with it and times when we're not so much. I mean, like any other couple, I won't pretend to say that we're perfect. We don't have our issues. And I think one of the things that we do very well is communicate, sometimes at top volume with each other. I think that's one of the keys to the reason that we're still together, is that we let stuff out and we are honest about where we are, whether it's a bad space or, you know, a good space. And we kind of ride those spaces out together, because they never last forever.
Sure. That's great. And you're role modeling that for your sons as well. So they'll be able to communicate and they'll be able to ride things out too. A lot of times parents want to shield their, you know, they don't want to have that kind of communication because what will the kids think? And it's better to just be real, I think.
I really think so.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually, one of the writers who I love and admire, Lynn Shattuck, she shared someone else's article by a mom who said why she's not sorry for yelling. And just speaking about that same thing about how it's important sometimes to express that level of frustration or anger or tiredness or whatever it might be, because those things are real too. And it's important for your kids to see that and to be able to handle it. And for you all as a family or as a couple or as a parent and child to be able to say, okay, you know, I'm sorry, I'm feeling tired, let's start again, because they're going to have to cope with those kinds of things as they grow up. And it's such an important thing for me and for my husband to raise good men. I think that that's a foundation of a strong society. You know, there's so much about the feminine and that's important too, but you know, I've got two boys and that's, I see as my job. This is really important to teach them to be good men, to treat their wives or girlfriends or boyfriends or whatever it is that they, you know, whoever they end up with, whether it be one person or they don't decide to settle. I think that having emotional intelligence is something that I really want to be able to give them.
That's excellent. On that note, we're going to take a short break because that's so well said. There's nothing that can be said after that. Emotional intelligence is so, so important. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I am interviewing Kara Jade Warren today. And she is a writer for Elephant Journal. And she wrote an article called Marry a Man Who Knows You're Real. And that's how I found her. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, what you can do in marriage, how you can be real. We've just covered a few things. One is that sometimes there's loud voices. Sometimes you have to get covered in big crayons and glitter. So stay tuned. We're coming right back. My question for people right now is, if you're a woman who could use a little zest and zing in your arousal response, or maybe you know women or a woman who could use this, because many women say that their feelings of desire, arousal, and sexual satisfaction don't happen as naturally or as often as they'd like. So I want to tell you about Zestra, because Zestra was developed to meet this much-needed option for women. Zestra Safe and a patented blend of botanical oils and extracts, and it's created to help women have increased sexual sensations. Zestra comes in convenient single-dose personal packets. Each packet keeps the essential arousal oils and extracts free, fresh, and safe from light. And with application of Zestra, it starts to work within 3 to 5 minutes. And at about 10 minutes, there's something called the Zestra Rush. And that can last up to about 45 minutes. The great news is that Zestra can be used as frequently as you like during each sexual experience. Now, I'm somebody who believes that all women deserve sexual satisfaction. That's why I do this show, in case you hadn't noticed. So I believe that men and women deserve sexual satisfaction. So if you're a woman who isn't getting that kind of arousal response that you want, please call 877-426-8047. That's 877-426-8047. And please remember to say you heard about Zestra from Laurie Handlers on the Sex and Happiness Show.
Are you wondering what book to read to jumpstart your life, get the best from relationships, attain the deepest feelings of intimacy? Do you want the best sex along with great happiness? Get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by Laurie Handlers right now. You'll learn how to make love in the unknown, take the performance anxiety and reaching a goal out of sex. You'll learn subtle ways of communication and really important practices to empower you when dealing with an intimate partner. You'll let go of blame and struggle. Doesn't this sound great? Sex and Happiness puts the innocence back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. Take charge of your life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually with Sex and Happiness by Lori Handlers, only $19.99 paperback and $14.99 ebook. Order your copy today by going to butterflyworkshops.com. That's butterflyworkshops.com for your copy of Sex and Happiness.
Hey, do you want to deepen your intimacy while being on the perfect vacation? I'm talking about an all-inclusive vacation with a nude beach, a prude beach, and an exceptional nightlife and plenty of entertainment. And there's so much more. In really fun classes every day, I will take you deeper and deeper into couples sensuality, into intimacy, and enhanced communication as the week progresses. I also will offer private or semi-private sessions by appointment. I'll offer sessions in sex magic, G-spot stimulation, female ejaculation, and men's ejaculation choice. These are all topics that can be covered. When? October 10th to 17th, 2015. Where? Hedonism 2 Resort in Negril, Jamaica. For more information or to book your room, call Tom's Trips at 800-285-0853. That's 800-285-0853. Please book now. I can't wait to be with you in Jamaica. We're back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Lori Handler as your host, and I'm interviewing Cara Jade Warren today. And Cara lives in the UK right now. She was born and raised in South Africa. She lives in Oxford with her husband and her two sons, who are very young. One son is 4 years old and the other is 3 months old. And we're talking about how we have to find the romance in between the little cracks of time. It could be over the kettle at night. It could actually be on anything, because sometimes it's hard to find a night of romance. You know, Cara, when you were talking, I'm reminded of the book, The Invitation.
Yeah.
Which was a one big poem. I think it was a poem, and then, what was her name? Something Dreamer. She talked about in that poem, you know, I don't care if you've gone to the ends of the earth and to the moon and back. I care if you're...
Orion Mountain Dreamer.
Yes, Orion Mountain Dreamer. Thank you. I didn't want to say somebody daydreamer. It just didn't feel right.
Yeah. Another one that you mean.
Orion Mountain Dreamer. Yeah, that was a very intense poem talking about caring about your realness, caring about the depth of character that you have, and that you would rise up from your bed and calm a child who was scared in the night, and so on. And so your article reminded me of that, you know, that reality of this is what we're facing every day. Are we together on this, and are we going to face it?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, for people in the audience who either haven't had children yet, or they're in the same state and stage as you are in their love life, did you and your husband David sit down and plan this out this way? I mean, did you plan that, okay, when these things come up, we're going to really talk it through? What did you do to get this way?
I wish I could tell you the magic formula. You know, I should have been writing down the ingredients as we decided to put them in, but I unfortunately, it's one of those recipes that we just kind of threw in a bit of this and a bit of that, and it seems to have worked. And sometimes, you know, it boils over or it starts tasting a bit bad, and we add something else, and we just sort of, it's a balancing act, really. We talk a lot. That this is the thing, I think, compared to previous relationships which I have had. And I mean, my husband and I, David and I, have been together for many years, for 14 years. We did have a little break in between, and I think that was a good time for us to just both step back and reflect. And we probably, it was then that we really decided that actually we did want to be with one another and no one else. I think it's that level of commitment and the level of communication that we have. And I think when you have kids as well, you know, for me, if it ever came to a point where things were not working for us and we were really making each other miserable, I think that in that situation would be best not to be together. But for me, marriage is a commitment. It's we've we've decided to be together, and we've decided that we're going to stick with each other even when things aren't pretty, even when things aren't easy. And when it gets tempting to, and it has in the past, I mean, I think anyone who's ever been married or is married can't honestly say that they haven't had times where they thought, oh, life would be so much simpler if it was just on my own. But, you know, we are committed to each other, and we generally do want to be together. We're each other's best friends. It sounds corny, but it's true. Mm-hmm. You know, the ones that each other laughs with about silly things that we, you know, see online or speak about what family members are doing, friends. We can just be together without having to feel like we have to chat at all. Sometimes we're just in the same room and I'm reading a book and he's playing on his Xbox, whatever it might be. It's not always that romantic, but we've committed, we've decided and had lots of conversations, and when things get a bit rocky, it's almost like a conversation that we keep having. We lay everything out on the table and we say, well, yes, I want to be with you, you know, and vice versa, and so let's see what we can do. And we keep talking. I think when we struggle is when we stop talking to one another, and we both recognize it, and as soon as we can get it all out on the table, we can actually find a way to get to a place where we're both, you know, we're both respecting each other, we're both giving each other what the other one needs. And we both need different things. I think that's another thing that we've learned being together for as long as we have.
One of you needs to figure it all out before you talk.
Yeah, we're so different, that's the thing as well. I mean, we're similar in some ways. We're both quite vocal, which, you know, if you want to talk about star signs, he's a Leo, I'm an Aries, so we're battle of the world sometimes. But it works.
You're talking to a Sagittarius, so the three of us would be very, very compatible. Yeah,
my eldest son is also a Sagittarius. But yeah, I mean, my mom has, you know, this old Linda Goodman sun signs book at home, and I remember reading it. Apparently, Leo and Aries are a really good combination because we get it all out there. You know, we don't bottle things up.
That's great.
Yeah, and I think, but we do need different things. We do. In fact, if you look at my article now, Elephant Journal have actually added a video to it, which is so, so kind of serendipitous because it's a video, an interview from between Waylon Lewis, and who's the founder of Elephant Journal, and Sean Corn. Many people know her. She's a very well-known yoga teacher, and she speaks about her long-term relationship and how her husband is, her partner rather, is kind of like the rock, and he has an even temper, and he absorbs a lot of all the ups and downs because she, like me, well, I got the sense that she's she's creative, she's passionate, she's intense, she's impulsive, and she's constantly wanting to better everything around her, including him. Mm-hmm. But he just absorbs it, and he kind of laughs at her, and his confidence and his sense of himself is such that he's not rocked, he's not shaken by her wanting to do that. And I really identified with that video, so yeah.
Good. Well, let me
have answered your question.
No, I think you did. I did you have any other previous training before this? Did you do any seminars or individuals? Did you do any particular communication seminars?
No, my husband and neither. I think we both like to talk. <That's> just, the only training, I suppose, is an informal training, if anything, I've learned from my mom, I think. My parents have an interesting relationship. They're not together anymore. They're divorced. But I learned a lot from their relationship, and they still are very close. They still love each other very much, but they're not in a relationship anymore. And they got to a place where they could communicate openly about that. And I learned a lot from that. And we were always pretty open communicators in my family. So I guess that was my training.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, in past relationships, we've both been in several past relationships. Although, you know, I met David fairly young. We had already both seen other people and, not to sound too vulgar, but done the rounds. You know, and we'd learned things from those relationships and those, you know, one night stands and whatever they might be. And I think when we found each other, we saved each other in a way, because we probably would have both carried on being serial monogamous if we hadn't have found each other. Somehow we just clicked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's good that you said that, though. I mean, that's real, too. You didn't just meet each other right out of the shoot, and that was you're the only two people that ever knew each other, whatever. It's great. No, it's great that you had one-night stands. It's great that you had other relationships because you came to this. You brought something of of exploration to the table, and I guess when you saw each other, you knew that's what I want.
Not straight away. Interestingly enough, we kind of laugh about it because we met at a workplace. We were working at a bar and restaurant, and we didn't click straight away. We kind of rubbed each other up the wrong way, really. I thought he was, he was a bit of an arsehole, to be honest. But it came in an unexpected way.
Yeah, well, that's great. So let me ask you this. What have been some of the responses to the article? It went viral, I get it, but what else? Have people written to you? Have people contacted you? What have they said?
Well, it's been amazing, to be honest. So I've been writing for a while, and I've had one or two other messages, but the response to this article was significant. I had someone message me to say that my article had really touched him. And it was interesting because it was a man. The majority of people that read Elephant are readership female, but he said that he had been in a relationship and he had been that man he felt that was real and that had been there for his wife and it hadn't worked out and his heart was broken and he had been single for 4 years and my article had given him hope to pursue that monogamous relationship, another monogamous relationship in future, giving him hope that it can work. And I've had messages on the article itself from women who say, this man doesn't exist, he can't be real, which my husband has got quite a kick out of. And some have said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. I have this too. I found this and I'm so lucky. And it's, of course, it's the internet. I have a few people who, there's always the haters.
Sure.
And then that comes with it. But we've had David and I both actually have had a bit of fun with responding to some of the comments. And it seems to have really touched something in people. And that, I think because I'm talking about some things that are real. I mean, some of the things that I mentioned in the article are quite personal. They're quite intimate details.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah. And I thought that if I'm going to write something about being real, then I better be real with what I write. I can't. Yeah. Gloss over things and not speak about the details because those are the things to me that make our relationship magic is that we have those little intimacies and when the kids are keeping us up at night and we haven't had sex for 2 weeks because of that kind of thing, it's those intimacies that we share that keep us close,
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think a lot of people have related to it. A lot of people have felt hopeful because of the article, because it's a bit different to what a lot of the things that you read out there about love. It's kind of down and dirty love, not not in a BDSM kind of way, but it's just like, these are the real dirty details of life, but it's beautiful too.
Well, I agree. I mean, I definitely agree that you've given some people hope, and the women who say there's not somebody out there like that, I mean, I just don't, they'll move to a city like New York or London and they'll say, there are no good men here. And that's just crazy. There are very good men there. One of my specialties is helping women stop pushing away those good men. So, they're there. They're definitely there. David's not the only one.
Lots of them. I know lots of other good men like that. I have friends that are not in relationships, friends that have been in relationships, friends that are, people that have met online, people that have met in all sorts of unexpected ways, and that kind of real love that comes in an unexpected way. I mean, it's not the picture that I had in my head about, who I would be with and what my life would be like, but, this is kind of much better than that picture in its own way.
That's great.
So I definitely agree. There's plenty of good people out there, but you've kind of got to know yourself first as well.
Yeah, and one of the things I think the point that you're making, which is unstated, is sometimes someone does not come in an image of what we thought it was. They just come because they're real, and it isn't any image. It's just who they are. So, It's good.
I think that's the thing about expectation, isn't it? You've got to kind of drop that a little bit and be open. That's it.
Yeah. So we're going to take a little break here, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about what's in your future. So if you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I'm Laurie Handlers, and we are certainly today hearing about sex and happiness in a relationship that's been 14 years, two kids who are very, very young, and two creative types. We'll be right back. I'll be interviewing in the final segment Cara Jade. Stay tuned.
Wow, sex magic. Laurie Handler's sex magic.
The workshop is really, really amazing. And we were able to create and generate this intense energy in a space of safety and love and abundance. And the magic really happens when she is free to let go.
That's pretty good.
That shouldn't be called sex magic. It should be called sex
miracle. That she's the strongest facilitator that I've had the experience with, and there was not a moment when I didn't feel safe or not supported. She was with us individually and as a group the entire time, so that allowed me to go deeper than I've ever had.
Where my lover got to come and orgasm over and over and over again. She was loud as anything, and she was like a wild animal, untamed and free.
It just will bring you into such deeper places within yourself so that you're able to share with your partner.
Sex magic, I'm still feeling it. It was beautiful.
The next sex magic course is November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Phoenix, Arizona.
What an amazing course, if I say so myself. But of course, you've just heard the testimonies. For more information, go to butterflyworkshops.com, click on workshops, and find out more about sex magic. It's magical.
Many times on Sex and Happiness, you've heard Laurie talk about emotional release and how important it is. Well, now you can do emotional release in the privacy of your own home. In Laurie's CD, Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn, she creates a safe and sacred space in which you can do the powerful work Laurie is known for in her sacred sexuality courses. Laurie sets you up with the proper positioning and breathing. Then she guides you through each emotional state to the beat of tribal African rhythms. This CD provides an easy way to do emotional clearing work on a regular basis. Order your copy of Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn today and watch your relationships walk free of emotional baggage. To order the Shamanic Release and Lottie Hahn CD by Laurie Handlers, go to www.butterflyworkshops.com right now.
For weeks now, you've been hearing me talk about the Eroticos Film Festival and my film Beyond Dinner, winning the award for the best short film. And you've been hearing me talk to all these guests that I met while I was there. And you haven't heard that much about the dinner, although in the show I did with Dr. Ava and Nancy Sutton Pierce, we did talk about what was in my film. I want to let you know that the film is about a ritual dinner that I invented called the Gate Dinner. Gate means beyond in Sanskrit. And it's a very sensual 8-course dinner that starts with the forbidden, starts with dessert and leads its way back around to other foods. But all the foods in the dinner are very, very sensual, very beautifully prepared, and the presentation is amazing. And in this dinner, aside from everybody projecting themselves through a meditation that I do to their highest self, having had boundary exercises prior, the men rotate around the table and they feed various goddesses, all the goddesses that are around the table. And even if you come there with a partner, the partner lets go, doesn't take things so personally, lets the partner rotate around and have a sensual experience with each person that's participating. In this case, it would be men having a sensual experience with different women and then working their way back to their original partner.
If this piques your curiosity and interest, I want to let you know that these dinners are now available to you wherever you are in the United States. And what you need is 20 people who would like to participate, and you can get in touch with me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com if you'd like to host a dinner like this in your part of the world. I would love to come to your and offer one of these dinners to you and your friends. And I know my chef would love to come too. Also, Antonio Tiggs, who you've heard on the show as well, would love to come and paint your servers. So your servers are all gold or all silver or what have you. So we have a little entourage that would like to come and make this such a memorable event for you. Please get in touch with me if you'd like to hear more about it and talk about the details. That's sexandhappiness@gmail.com. You're listening to Sex and Happiness, a show about sex and happiness. And again, I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and I'm interviewing today Kara Jade Warren, and she's been talking to us some real, real things about what it is to be in a marriage, what it is to be in a relationship, and she's talking about marriage in the old-fashioned sense, but she's also talking about it in a very modern and very honest and real sense about intimacy, and that's what I like, and that's what I liked about her article, Marrying a Man Who Knows You Are Real. So, Kara, in our last few minutes, what's up on your horizon? What kinds of subjects are you going to be talking about? Are you working on a book? Tell us a little bit more about what's in your future. And are you going to be having any more kids?
Big questions. I think Dave and I both agreed that you got two hands for a reason. I think unless we win the lottery, we're quite happy with our two boys. There's a lot of things that both of us want to do. And for now, I think we're a family of four. I am very busy with the apprenticeship that I'm doing with Elephant Journal. I'm hoping to work with them in the future. They're an amazing group of people that I've learned a lot from, been really inspired by. I've written articles since the Marry a Man Who Knows You're Real about homesickness. I'm working on one about anti-poaching in South Africa. So there's all sorts of various things that I'm interested in, and a book that's something that would be my dream in the future. I once went to a Chinese palm reader, my husband and I did for fun when we were in London, and he said to me that I was going to be published. I never believed him at the time, but it looks like he might have been right. So hopefully one of these days I might be able to get all my thoughts together and tell a story that'll speak to people.
That's really awesome. I want to tell you a story of inspiration as a result of what you just said. In the 90s, I think around 1996, I went to see an astrologer, which I hardly ever do. That's not like my thing to go to an astrologer. But someone said to me, one of my dear friends said, you must go to this guy. I was living in D.C. at the time, so I went to this man in Baltimore. I can't remember anything he said, and he talked so lightly that the tape recording of him talking didn't even record. But the one thing I remember him saying, well, he said a couple. He said, one, your mother will never understand you. And I said, well, that's good because she's no longer with us, and so I don't have to worry about that anymore. Two, he said, you would make a religion out of sex. And I said, that's interesting. Next week I'm taking my first Tantra class.
Oh.
And, you know, I became a world-famous Tantra teacher after that. And the third thing he said to me, which I didn't believe him at the time, and I told him he was completely crazy, he said, you'll make movies, you'll be making films when you're in your 60s. And I said, no, you don't understand. Like, I'm not the person behind the camera. I'm the person, like, in the they're taking the pictures of. Yeah. And he said, nope, you'll see. You're going to have a whole nother career, a whole burst of creativity, whatever. You're going to be making films. And now I've made two films. I've starred in two films. I've produced them. And I'm thinking in terms of film all the time now. I can't stop it. I've just submitted a treatment for a reality show, and I have two screenplays in my head that, you know, eventually will come out. And I keep, every time I think of this, I go,
how did that man know this?
Kind of blows my mind as well. He also told David that he listens to no one, so he was pretty right about that.
So I encourage you, if that person told you that you're going to write books or write a book, you will. I have written a book, and it's not as hard as they make it out to be. You're really a good writer, and you really have a pulse on what's real. So I would just say, given the response that you got to this article, this is probably a book that everyone needs to read at this point in the culture, because people have deviated so much from the simple and the true, and so maybe you can just bring some of that back.
Yeah, well, I only know how to do one thing, and that, to be honest, I'm incapable of doing anything else. So, yeah, perhaps that's my dharma.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you, and I'm very inspired by what you've written and by your movement. So I encourage everybody to go online, and how can they find this? They go to Elephant Journal and they go to archives?
Elephant Journal. Yeah, well, at the moment, it's because it's one of the articles that's trending. If they have a look on the page to what's popular lately, they'll find the article. Or they can just search my name on Elephant Journal. They've got a search facility, and all my articles will come up, including that one.
All right, well, I'm going to spell your name then for people. It's Khara, Khara, hyphen, Jade, Jade, Warren, Warren. So you can find Khara's article on Marry a Man Who Knows You Are Real. I encourage everybody to go find that. And if you aren't married, or if it doesn't pertain to you, but you know somebody that it does pertain to, it would be really great if you shared it with them. That's what someone did with me.
Yeah, people can find me on Facebook as well. I have a writer's page there under the same name. So, and it's always great to connect. I find it amazing to be reached out to from people across the world. It's what I did to write, I still do, to writers that inspire me and whose words I connect with. So it's just amazing to me the way that we can all have similar experiences. We're all the same, really, just on different journeys.
Thank you. Well, Khara, thank you so much for being my guest today on Sex and Happiness. It's been my pleasure to interview you, and I want to just inspire you to keep up the great work.
Thank you, Laurie. It's been great. This is a real novelty for me. Lovely. Thank you.
Really? Good. Good. Okay, thank you for the interview. And everybody, please tune in next time when I will have another amazing guest talking to you about sex and happiness. What else? This is Laurie Handler signing off for Sex and Happiness.
Thank you for joining us today for Sex and Happiness. To learn more about Laurie and her work, please go to butterflyworkshops.com or follow her on Twitter or Facebook. You can send her an email at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And if you'd like to listen to podcasts of Laurie's previous show, Tantra Cafe, please go to tantracafe.com. We'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Sex and Happiness. Want you to make